And they also sometimes now have smaller wheeled vehicles for larger children, and these are called...
Pram? No? What is she thinking of?
That doesn't matter. Right. When you're taking a baby out in a carriage, how would you refer to it? You're going to do what to the baby?
Take it out for an outing. Take it for a ride, baby. I don't think you can say that or not.
You ever say wheel the baby?
Yes, that's common. Wheel the baby up and down the street. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you were married and had a female child, she would be your
daughter.
And as a daughter, she, as opposed to a boy, she would be a... She would not be
a girl.
That's right. Do you have a term for the ladies that used to assist at the births of children?
Midwife is the term that was used. Uh-huh.
Are there still very many of those?
Not many, and then I expect in some backwoods districts there still are. Good many. Up in the mountains, some places.
If you wanted to talk about the fact that a boy had some of the same facial features or mannerisms of his father, you might say that boy something his father.
We'd say looks like his father. We might say resembles, but we wouldn't say resembles. We'd say it looks like it.
All right. Now, if you were talking about his face, mm-hmm. you'd say looks like
yeah.
or resembles.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about his body? Would you use the same term?
We might say he has the same build as his father.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if you were talking about his behavior?
Has the same disposition as his father, or the same characteristics, manners, personality.
Mm-hmm. If you want to use the verb and say that boy something his father, would you have a word?
Mm-hmm. In thinking about his...
His behavior.
Acts like his father.
I was thinking of this, but I wasn't especially looking for it, but I wondered mm-hmm. if you would
I think
use
that's
it.
What we'd say. Look, darling, let me ask you something. Do you have to come again? If I could stay with you longer this afternoon, could you finish and save you another trip?
Well, I'll be coming back anyway.
Will you? Well.
But whatever suits you.
Well, I just didn't want to rush you through or anything.
No, this is mm-hmm. just fine.
Well, you keep me posted on time. I don't have a watch on, honey. Yes.
It's about 2:05.
Well, we can do just a few more, and then we better stop.
All right. You say? Yeah. I'll keep mine.
All right.
If you're threatening a child about his behavior, you might say, if you don't behave yourself, you're...
going to be punished, or I'll whip you.
Do you think of differences in degrees of punishment for children concerned if you're threatening them?
Yes, you might threaten to whip them, might be the most dire punishment, or you might threaten them to go to bed without supper, or you might threaten them with not getting to go out and play, something like that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the word grow up.
Mm-hmm.
We something slow.
Grew up.
But we present tense. We.
We are growing up. We grow up in the surroundings.
And we something in a hurry.
We grow up in a hurry? Are we? And what else?
It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
We got once anyway.
Yeah.
And we had before we knew it.
We had grown up before we knew.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you think of, tell me some words for infants that are born out of wedlock?
Illegitimate. Love child.
Would you call that sort of a joking expression?
Which, the love child?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much a joking expression, but one that is sometimes used in some things you read or something, some story, something so.
Are there some really negative, prejudiced expressions that are used against them that you think?
Bastard. It's not used to. It's used more in historical novels, maybe.
Oh, I see.
than in present-day language. Well, some people would use it.
Is there a word that you might use, a euphemism or something? If you didn't want to say bastard or you didn't want to say illegitimate, is there another word that you might use? You said love child. Maybe mm-hmm. you're thinking...
I don't think of another one. Now, what one are you thinking
of? I'm not thinking of any
uh-huh.
particular.
I don't think of another one.
Mm-hmm. A child whose parents have died...
is an orphan.
And an orphan is generally assigned to someone who would be his...
foster parent.
All right.
Or guardian.
All right. That's another. If you're referring to your immediate family, in a general sort of way, you might say, oh, they're all my